Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's welcome to the new and improved Vince Brown Show. A little bit different because I already told you I'm not in my car no more. So we do at least had to do a little upgrade. At least had to cut, see how it came out the sound. You feel me? But it's a little bit of a different breath. It's a little bit of a different feel because I get a chance to move around. You know what I'm saying? Do what I want. We got the music videos playing. I don't own the copyrights to none of these songs. You feel me? Shout out to YouTube because YouTube decided to come through on the music for me. You feel me? So, ladies and gentlemen, as we get a chance to roll through to another episode, on today's episode of the Vince Brown Show, guess what we're doing? We are probably gonna cook dinner. I guess as you, I gotta find out how this echo is gonna sound on this microphone because as you get a chance, I get a chance to walk through my kitchen. I got a kitchen now, y'all. A kitchen? Oh, I did not expect. If you had gone back and told me, Vince, when you was I'm making all them podcasts, I never thought you'd have a kitchen. Neither did I. Own kitchen. Please ignore the creaks and the crawls of the kitchen because it's an actual kitchen. Wow, shit. Watch this. Watch this. That's dishes. Oh, man. I know I'm stupid. I know I'm foolish. This is how we actually act, man, because I finally get a chance to move around and talk to y'all. Family, how you been? Listen, doing a podcast and talking to yourself as you move amongst your house isn't as strange as you may think because, hey, man, living alone, you get a chance to talk to yourself quite often. You know, now don't get me wrong. I have met a lot of you. I'm so thankful and blessed I have you in my life. Really, I am. But I know that inner person that talks to you ain't really gonna be on your side all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. I am also the same way. He's not always on my side, but you know, this nigga pretty friendly. We can live together. You know what I'm saying? So, but I learned something, right? And the purpose of doing this podcast isn't for anything else because I finally had to find a purpose. I think I had to find a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because, all right, Vince, you're literally now just walking through your house. I can live daily life, not do a podcast, and have my life just go smooth, and I'd be fine and chilling. But it's like, Vince, why do you do it? You know, same thing with my music. Vince, why do you do it? Honestly, to the point now, for the love. Like, I just love doing this shit. Like, I love talking. In all actuality, I learned something in my life. Man, somebody gotta learn this shit. I told my father that when I came back home, I think I came back home for my birthday and shit. So, I told my father that. I said, Dad, listen, I know somebody gotta learn this shit. And it's like, hey, don't get me wrong. Like, life had been beating the shit out of me. And I, when I say beating, I mean like beating, beating. Like, stomp his ass. Get his ass again. Get him. Hold on. Let him breathe. Like, I mean, beating the shit out of me. Like, it was coming from all different angles, right? And in trying to balance, I told you. I told you in the last podcast, I got a slight Superman complex, you know. I developed it as I was younger, you know, just how I go. When a nigga get the balance and shit, I'm like Atlas. You know what I'm saying? I put the world on my shoulders and we lift, you know. And don't get me wrong, man, we nigga were very good at it. Very good at it. But and man, and going to get what the fuck we gotta go get, man. Don't get me wrong. I also sometimes can be wrong because it's not always about having that Atlas complex. Sometimes you really just gotta let off the gas. I learned that shit, man. And that's why, even like, as I say, to live alone, nigga, like a small part of me as I was young and growing up, always wanted to live alone. I did. Because I can finally just walk about in peace and not have to worry about shit, and I can just cool it and chill, and ain't worry about nobody but yourself. That's all it really is. It's a very calm existence. But in the, I don't want to say duality, but if that's really what it is, of it. Hey man, I was raised in a family of love and support, man. So it's like, I'm thankful that nigga on the inside is friendly because that's what he learned. You know what I'm saying? We just learn how to be there. So now it's to the point where it's like, hey man, we gotta get this shit right. So tell me if I'm crazy. Tell me if I'm crazy. I've been trying to develop a scheme. What I'm gonna do? Wake up at like 5 a.m. I've been thinking I'm crazy. I told you, crazy. This nigga lost it. I'm gonna wake up at like 5 a.m. I'm gonna get right for the world. You know what I'm saying? I already try to meditate as I begin my morning. I already try to stretch before I leave my goddamn house. I pray to God. You know, if I don't do shit else, I done got up late for work. Damn, I'm not gonna make it. Before I go, I damn sure gonna pray. Because even as I begin my day, I'm right with me, and I'm better be right with God first. Hold on, let me just take a second. Even to take a second, like hold on, thank God for everything you do, amen. And just get out the door, like you feel me? Like just give yourself a second, boom, get out the door. Step on a good note, you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna take the first step on a good note. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you gotta go deep into it. I ain't saying niggas gotta get prayer closets. Like I'm just, hey, appreciate you, God. No. Like, man, don't get me wrong. And don't everybody always step out on positivity and being so ecstatic and enthusiastic and shit. But hey man, like even if you don't go like, here we go through another one, then go through another one. Stepping. Laughing at these niggas, you feel me? We had to see. This is, I'm telling you, just go get live on these niggas. Like, just laugh at these niggas, man. Like, just keep going. You know, you gotta almost be Joker-like with it. You gotta damn near be psychotic. You gotta protect your positivity. Do you understand something? I learned on. A vacation. I took a vacation home last weekend, tell you the truth. And it was honestly, I didn't expect it. One, I didn't expect the invitation. Two, I didn't expect to go. Three, I didn't expect to go. But I was like, fuck it. Why not? Let's go. You know, I know my mother missed me. No, I miss my mama too. I go see the fam. Friends want to go have a party. Why not? You can go have a party. You know what? I'm going home. I'm gonna see how I go. So I hop in the car, and just like every other time in my life, right, when I was younger, 5 hours. 5 hours on the way down the road is a hell of a trip. That's a vacation trip type. You hear me? Like, you don't really make that trip too much. 5 hours ain't really. You know, that's why when they're like, man, we made a drive. We tired. We want to. You know, 5 hours ain't really. You know, you take 5 hours. That's appreciation. I thank you. You want something to drink, man? I got alcohol. You want something? I quick, come on now, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You drive 5 hours, you know what I'm saying? Like, I clap for you. Appreciation. Straight appreciation. All right. So, hop in the car, get down the road, and I'm sitting there, finally make it to my mama's house. First thing I do, I go see my cousin and Tron. I appreciate them. I just went to chill with them for a little bit, and they just so happened to be up. My cousin told me, "Oh yeah, man, we just be up. That's what the hell we just be doing. Like it just be happening. We can't describe it. Well, we be up. Just hit them. Just let us know." And I got in like late, late, and they were still up, so I just went chill with them and finally got a chance to rest, but I didn't really get rest, so I'm like, alright, so I wake back up in the morning, and I think as that day went on, I don't know if I got sleep or not. I don't really recall getting too much sleep, but it was finally a chance just to be back in the house and talk to my mother and see my grandparents, and it was so much love that I got a chance to experience. I'm like, man, this is crazy. Like, and it was even so wild as I drove down the road because, excuse me, the thing about it was, I was like, am I hyped? Am I excited? I'm excited I'm going home. What? And it's so wild because I had never experienced that before. You know, you got to understand, as a nigga that's only grown up, right, where he's lived at, and to finally go and decide, you know what, we're going to take this journey. We're going to step out on a branch. And when I say it was a branch, oh boy, it was a branch. You feel me? So we're going to step out on this branch and we're going to see if we can make something. You know, and to not really be home. Like I said, I went home for my birthday, but even that was such a weird feeling. And like I said, I didn't really talk to y'all much through then. But when I went home for my birthday, I didn't really see too many people, I don't think. It was, like I said, it was chill. I saw the, you know, it was cool. Like, but it just didn't feel, I didn't feel like I was home. Right, it was such a mixed feeling inside. Like, I love going home. It was, like I said, I love seeing my people all the time. I love seeing y'all. Like, I appreciate seeing y'all, but it was such a mixed feeling because it was like, I don't really feel like this ain't home to me. Like, I'm not really, you know, this ain't the world of which I'm in every day. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the place I lay my head. I can lay my head here for a couple of days, but I don't reside here no more. But it was such a mixed feeling because it was like the place of which I resided wasn't home either. And it was like the people there of which didn't understand that wasn't home to me either. I wasn't trying to make that home. I was trying to, you know, make these moves and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? I just know my timeline and how I do things, but I also know how I really do things. You feel me? When we move, hey man, shout out God on that. When we move, boy, we can push earth. You know what I'm saying? I can bend this bitch. And that's easy. Smooth as butter every day. I promise you that. So it's like, just tried to give myself that breathing room, that space. And it's like, that's okay if you can't get it sometimes. It happens. It happened. That's fine. That's cool. So, Jesus, need some water. Where the hell is my cup at? Where is my cup? So, get an ice in the cup. I don't know how it sounded, y'all. It'd be a damn if I recorded this shit and all this wasn't even good audio and I had to go back and try to record the shit again. Like, it'd be a damn shame if this shit just stopped recording, because I really did just put it in my pocket and say, all right, we're going to see how it go. You know what I'm saying? But appears to be that we still good and we still rolling. So, finally get a chance. And as that Saturday rolls around, I am blessed enough to have friends who have moves for me to go on. I said, oh shit, but it was speculation. It was talk all week that the moves were now canceled because it was alleged snow. And it was crazy. I drove down there in a monsoon. I was hyped. I was excited to be there. It was raining. And when I say raining, I mean Moses part the sea rain. It was coming down, right, bow, bow, smacking the road, can't see nothing. And then North Carolina got some foggy ass back roads at night. Did y'all know that? I didn't know that. When I finally got a chance to drive on the fucking roads, I couldn't see. I was like, oh Lord, please, Jesus. Let me get down there. Let me get down there. Appreciate Chi. Appreciate Chi because she called me. You know what I'm saying? She called me, talked for a little bit. She said, okay, if you need me, give me a call. But I tell you the truth, I wanted the call. I did. But it just, I'm not that nigga to just be like, yeah, you know, I'm going to call you and just be like, nah, you know, I'm the type of nigga to just be like, hey, just sit there and chill. I can't see right now. You know what I'm saying? Well, I wasn't going to be like, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody got their own day. They be doing their own thing. You feel me? So I was like, okay, that's cool, cool. I got you. I got you. So I'm sitting there because, you know, now I'm focused. I'm watching this foggy-ass, rainy-ass, dark-ass road by myself. By myself. I wanted to have my music blasting. I was bumping before the rain started to thunder down. But whew, that music got turned down and damn near quiet to a whisper as I tried to see. Because I don't know if y'all, am I old? Tell me I'm old. If I'm old, tell me I'm old. You feel me? Because I couldn't see it, man. Like, I'm like, who struggle to see at nighttime? I can't be the only one. You know what I'm saying? It ain't Vince, you need glasses. Like, don't get me wrong. Always question what you hear. Always question what you see. You know what I'm saying? Like, fair enough. Like, be curious enough to be speculative. You know, if you think it's seen, you know, find out. So it's like, So I'm like, ooh, okay, all right. I just focus, trying to find out. And it's nighttime, and it's raining, and the lights is hitting me, blinding. Shit, it's foggy. Damn. Okay, all right, here we go. We're going to make it. So I appreciate Misa and Tia, who were so happy to be hanging out, allegedly, right? Who had me cracking the hell up for about an hour and a half and some change and some shit. I don't really know. Right, it was watching the PJs and shit. That's all I remember. We were cracking the hell up, right? I appreciate them because they helped make it through a little bit of that drive. So I made it. Finally got a chance to make it down there. But I was hyped. I was hyped going down there, man. I was ready. And you won't believe this. When the Saturday came around, right, because I woke up Saturday morning, I'll tell you something, I said, man, this, and that's why I tell you true, I said, I didn't remember getting much sleep. I damn sure don't, because I woke up 10 a.m., I said, you're going to give me a haircut, man, shout out my cousin E, that nigga lined me up, had me looking fresh. I said, yeah, we going tonight. I said, yeah, okay. So I went back home and got a little something to eat. I think I did that, yeah, that sounds about right, I don't know. Then I go chill with my cousin again. I might go chill with my cousin again. I don't know. But I got a chance. I was chilling. The point is, I was chilling. Right. So then Saturday night rolled around. I'm in the car. Right. I'm in the car. It's me. It's Jawan. Shout Jawan. And it's Peyton. Right. We just rolling down the road. Finally get there. Jawan mad because I was late. I said, Jawan, shut up. And you know, we good. So we rolling down the road. And I asked Jawan. Well, I just take a risk on a limb. You know, just a quick smoker's question. I said, Jawan, can I smoke in your car? He said, yeah, go ahead. Really? And next thing you know, Nardo Wick came on. And I'm like, okay. And he picked up speed. And I'm like, okay. He said, I feel rushed. I said, rushed? I said, do you want to relax? He said, no, I feel rushed. He swerved. He's swerving cars and lanes now. Put his blinker. I said, okay, Jawan, relax. He said, nigga, I feel rushed. I said, Jawan, chill. No, the wind got louder. I said, Jamal, relax. He said, nah. I said, why? I said, nigga, relax. I said, no, chill out, Jamal. I said, I don't feel comfortable smoking in your car. So we sat there and drove to Richmond. Very, very relaxed because Juwan decided to speed his ass through Richmond. So we finally get there. Thank God. I did not feel comfortable even to be in that car for a second. I think it really can't drive in my opinion, but you know, the teacher of him driving was in that car. So I couldn't really say much on that drive. But we made it. We made it to Richmond, right? Got to chillin'. Got to chillin' at Richmond. And what I'm telling you, when I say it was a relaxed atmosphere, man, shout out Meso. Meso's birthday. Meso had us kicking and cooling and chilling, right? Meso and Karis hosted the party. Appreciate y'all so much. Nigga enjoyed his invite and the party. Definitely be back if I get another invite. We was live. That shit was lit. So, have a fun time at the party. Nobody told me it was spring forward day, right? The opposite of daylight savings time. You mean to fucking tell me that I gotta lose an hour? Like, so at 12, it's going to jump to 2? That's bullshit. I like one. I think I'm number one. I know I'm number one. I like one. Why the fuck we not getting one? Oh, no, we don't get one today. We got to move up to 2. I didn't like that shit. Tell you the truth, that shit cut the party short. Because tell you the truth, next thing you know, 3 fucking a.m. Okay, yeah, it's time to go home now. Even 3 a.m. on spring forward day don't look sexy. It looked like I'm late. It looked like I got to go home. 3 a.m. means it's time to go, right? But of course, niggas is hungry. Really? Hungry. All right. You know what? That's fine. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go to IHOP. IHOP. Yeah, maybe we're going to go to the one on 17, man. It's going to be a fun time. That's what we normally go to. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm down, to eat. So, get the cooler. Riding back down the road by Juwan. And thank God it was a little bit later and he didn't feel rushed. So, we were actually not as much under pressure, thank God. So, I'm like, okay, finally get to IHOP, and we chilling, we laughing, about 7 of us, man, relaxing. And when I tell you, like, on some real shit, this IHOP changed my life. Changed my life, I'll say for the better, because I learned a lesson. Right, I learned a very, very important lesson about the world, right? Because so many people think I walk through here naively, and don't get me wrong. I be laughing. I be cooling. They think shit goofy. They think shit sweet. And that's okay. Right? That's okay. Think what you want to think. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, we got money on the way. We got success on the line. Nigga, we great you. We all great you. You know what I'm saying? That's Gucci and gravy. Nigga, we great you. We good. So I'm like, alright. We get to chilling there, and we laugh, and we joke, and make them joke. And it's a table behind us. Like, we like, you know, ain't nobody say nothing to them. You know, they enjoying their meal. We don't talk to other people inside of IHOP. Ain't nobody trying to have no beef. Nobody. Everybody just chilling, cooling. Like I said, it was a relaxed atmosphere. We was talking shit most of the night. You feel me? We roasted Juwan most of the night. You feel me? Like, Juwan got cooked up. Like, I've never... One of the top 5 funniest roasts I've ever been a part of was Juwan that night. Like, all I gotta say is, Juwan... If you see Juwan, give him a bag of Cheetos, he'll appreciate it. That's all I'm gonna say. Right? Shout out to Spicy Ash, bro. Spicy Ash, he be wildin'. Bro, shout out to Spicy Ash, boy. Oh, man. Roasting them that whole night was the best part of the night. Right, it was a good night. They even went back to we went to IHOP, right? And that's, you know, you gotta know my friends, man. We'll cook your ass up. If we really feeling good, if you let us just be us, if we're having fun, we'll cook your ass up. You know, having a great time, right? It's all love. It's all jokes, right? Don't everybody think jokes are funny? But I never knew that not everybody think jokes are funny, but sometimes it might be the niggas around who think the jokes are about them that they think aren't funny. I don't fucking know. I still don't know to this day. So we making a joke, right? We cracking up laughing. The waitress come over. Apparently they've been trying to holler at the waitress for months. I ain't even worried about this waitress, right? I'm trying to tell y'all this story. This shit's serious. So I'm like, all right. Finally, she come through, take our order. We laughing, we joking, we chilling. Shout out to Peyton because Peyton got like 6 gallons of sweet tea that night. And that was the main joke that we were making. That was the main joke. Peyton got like 6 gallons of sweet tea. And the waitress knew that Peyton was getting 6 gallons of sweet tea. Like, she knew. She was like, oh, yeah, I got your gallons made, bro. Like, it was really awesome. What? It was so wild. Like, oh, wow, this nigga's the sweet tea drinker. The prime sweet tea drinker. If we don't make sweet tea, he gonna drink the sweet tea drinker. Like, one of them. Okay. All right, it's cracking a lap, right? But the table behind us, right, he not in on the joke. He don't know what's so funny, right? I guess he on something. He could be drunk, popped a pill. You know, people do their own thing, got their own vices. I don't judge. I really don't. So he back there, and we laughing, we joking, and he called one of our homeboys' name at the table, Wendy Payton. Right, I was so proud of Peyton because Peyton is the one I was worried that was going to swing on that nigga. Niggas was looking at me like, Vince going to do something. Nah, if Vince had done anything, because Vince is smart. That's the problem. That's the worst part about Vince, right? Because Vince is cold and Vince ain't worried about your ass, but Vince is smart. Because if I do some shit, I'm a drag your ass across this table, put you in front of Juwan, and Juwan going to beat you to death. Like, I'm not even gonna have to put my hands on you. Like, we're gonna beat the fuck out of you. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm ahead of the story. So, you know, he go, you know, oh, I'm sorry, let me rewind that, but I don't even know where that for a second. So, yeah, 6 gallons of tea, right? So, table behind us, he don't know what's so funny. He won't be in on the joke, right? He called one of our homeboys' name at the table. Hey, hey. Fuck the whole energy of y'all. And when I say fuck the energy, I mean fucked it up. Right? Everybody was laughing, cool, and chilling. And he go, hey, we good? It was such an awkward silence. Almost deafening. Hey. Hey. I said, we good. Dude was like, yeah, we good. You know, dude ain't want no trouble, don't want no smoke. You know, we all laughing, joking, having a good time. Oh, all right, I'm just saying, because you know what I'm saying, we not good. You know what I'm saying? I don't take no disrespect. Disrespect? Nigga, ain't nobody talking to you. You know, so then, like, because, like, I'm telling you, it was so wild, y'all. Nobody looked at him. Nobody made a joke in his direction. No one had anything to say to him. That was the wildest part. And it was really like, okay. Okay. So then next thing you know, he get to popping. I mean popping. Like, yeah. And you know fake gangsters. When fake gangsters do fake gangster raps. And I'm so thankful I got this hip hop playing right now, because I'm about to show y'all some fake gangster raps. You feel me? Yeah. I told that nigga that I run Freddy's Bear, nigga, and I got everybody on the fucking triggers. Sheriffs can't stop a nigga. Yeah. I'm just a whole bunch of niggas from a very creamy, brother. I just took four drugs and I fucked it up, made me shoot it up. Fake gangster raps, y'all know. Come on now, we've all, you know, watched some fake gangster raps. I don't gotta keep doing this shit. It's degrading, you know. If you're gonna rap the song, rap the fucking song, you know. Do your shit or make your own song, you know. I never judge creativity and art. I love it. You know, I'm an artist myself, you know. But it was bad. So, right, but he popping, he poking. And he look over, and he see Peyton, and Peyton's like, what the fuck going on? Like, his vibe's weird. So, okay. So, we sit there, we chilling, we cooling. What, you got something to say? Nah, I see you over there, what? You mumbling shit under your breath? What's up, you got something to say? I mean, poking, y'all. And at this point, a lot of y'all are probably saying, oh, Vince, we would have yoked this nigga up. I went back home to North Carolina, and my nigga said, oh, Vince, we would have yoked this nigga up. You know they can't have problems with the boys. I know. I love the boys. Thank you. I know, right? And he hasn't said anything to me yet, so everything's cool, right? Because even Peyton at this point is like, what the fuck is going on here? Why are you popping? What are you mad for? No one said anything to you. No one has anything to do with you. We have no clue who your people are. We want no beef or smoke with you. But for some reason, you have decided that you, sir, want a problem tonight. But he hasn't said anything to him yet. Peyton just brushes it off. Yeah, because I'm not going, you know what I'm saying? I shoot this whole motherfucker. I ain't worried about a motherfucker yet. I mean, just popping out. It was... As I relive it, it's still in my gut, man. Damn! But it's like... It's like, so he go outside, right? Smoke a cigarette. Right? Talk to his boy, because his homeboy outside. But ain't nobody watching this. Because at this point, he's fucked the entire energy up on my table. No one says anything. I look at six faces and six phones. A situation that everybody wants to die. Everybody wants to go home. Me? I never liked being on my phone anyways. That's why I'm so much of a conversationalist. Not only was I raised in a very supportive, very loving home. Don't get me wrong. I can give them a shout out. But I don't like being on my phone anymore. Especially around people. I like to enjoy the moment. Especially this moment, because I watch him. He's smoking his cigarette very aggressively, and everybody knows an aggressive cigarette smoker. And he's looking at the table through the window, and he sees me see him. So then he decides to put out his cigarette and walk back to a bar where he thinks I can't see him. But he goes to talk to his homeboy, who's in the other window. Right. At this point, Tron sees movement at the corner of his eye. He looks at me. I give him a head nod, because at this point it could be one of those nights. One of those nights of which we all wish not to be a part of. But, you're ready if you are. You don't want to do it. It's about making a business decision, a life decision. You don't want to do it. A lot of y'all do. A lot of y'all are popping at this point. Like, Vince, we would have shot that nigga. I know. I even told other people, like, after the situation, there's a lot of events we would have shot that nigga. Like, events we would have beat the fuck out of him. I know. I know you would have. Right. So, before he goes outside, right, I think I left this part out for good measure. Oh, yeah, he said something to me. I brushed this part off because I wasn't really worried about it. Right, because I'm looking around, I'm looking at the table, I'm looking at him. He said, what, you got something to say? You over there making faces. I said, bro, ain't nobody got no beef with you, dog. He was like, oh, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I said, nah, ain't nobody say shit to you, bro. He was like, oh, you know, our neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? We crypt up over here, dog. You know, it was a lot of fake gangstery. But at this point, I'm on the inside of this booth. And if he comes close enough and really wants some smoke, I can yoke him up. And like I said, I'll put him right in front of Juwan, and Juwan will beat the fuck out of him. So at this point, now it becomes a waiting game, kind of like this podcast. And we're waiting for him to pop off. But he's over there doing fake gangster raps, and I knew he wasn't really about shit when this nigga decided to start doing the Charleston. when you start doing the Tootsie Roll to fake gangster raps, it's kind of a deal breaker for me, dog. So as we finally get our food, which took about 35 fucking minutes, like, we're not going to talk about the service. I didn't even eat the fucking food. Like, it was so disgusting. Like, it was not even the food. Like, it was just an experience. Like, because then at this point, right, finally got our boxes, finally get the food packed up, finally get the fucking food. Like, told the waitress, hey, forget them chicken tenders I told you about. She said, chicken tenders? I said, yeah, I told you about the chicken tenders, but you just, oh, just, oh, well, let me, nah, I don't want them, bro. Nah, dog. So it's like, hey, so once you bring them boxes, go ahead, you can bring my check. And everybody else like, yeah, bring out a check, it's time to roll. All right, so I hear out the corner of my ear, oh, yeah, you can bring my check, too. So it really is looking like that type of night. I don't know who else heard this, but I know I sure did. So, finally got our checks, which took about another 15 fucking minutes. All right, longest IHOP experience I've ever had to not want to be a part of. Like, crazy shit, right? So, and that's why I'm like, even as I go back through this, I'm like, it was just a lot of waiting, a lot of silence, a lot of bullshit. And it was like, and I mean, a lot of bullshit. All right. So I'm like, finally take a second, like, get our check. Everybody bagged up, boxed up, time to go. So as he's getting out the box, finally everybody's getting out the booth, you know, hey, y'all have a nice night. Yeah, y'all see safe out there. Yeah, y'all see safe. It's like a lot of fake gangster popping. Right? He watches Juwan pass his ass. He goes, hey, Suge. Because he's been calling him Suge all night. Saying fake gangster shit like, yeah, him and Suge can get it over there. A lot of fake gangster. I told you I wasn't worried about it. All right. So, hey, Suge. Juwan walks in front of me, doesn't look at him, dips out the door. I said, I turned around. I said, yeah, y'all be safe out there. And he was like, Yeah, y'all too, right? So we dip out, we head to the cars, right? Next thing you know, as we heading out to the cars, here come these niggas outside. And this nigga got another cigarette lit. Nigga standing there like he big bad king of AHA. Like he done did something. Nigga, no sir. Only fake gangsters get provoked by niggas who don't want no smoke. Who won't say anything to you. No, sir. It is you who really doesn't want it. But it is us who will make a business decision to say, sir, you really don't want these problems, man. And we'll let you live. It's not worth it. And then everybody else, oh, nigga, we was waiting for you. Oh, nigga, was waiting to fuck it. If he had got COVID or water, and I... Hey, I told Peyton straight up, I'm very proud of you. I called my cousin, shout out Danny, because Danny was there too. Very proud of you, dog. He said, hey, nigga, I was waiting for you to jump. Nigga, you know me, shit. Once you went up, man. And it's like, yeah, I know. That's the problem. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? Once I'm in, you know, it's not about being in. And I was like, nah. You could tell he really didn't want any problems. And when he finally met a nigga that was going to talk to him and say some shit, because anybody said nothing to me. Only person said something to his ass was me. And that was me clarifying. I'm sorry, besides, you know, our homeboy who had to go, nah, bro, we good, right? Only person said something was me, and that's a nigga who had to clarify, like, hey, bro, don't nobody want no problem with you. Relax. You know, you know, other than that, but it was like, not worry about this nigga. All he wanted to do is pop. All he wanted to do is, you know, pop like firecrackers and shit. And it's a lot of you niggas on the other end of this podcast going, nigga, we'll pop that firecrackers too. You know, if a nigga talking shit to me, a motherfucker gonna say he gonna say some shit. Say some shit to who? I wish a motherfucker would say some shit to me. Nigga, I swear to God, nigga. I done went to the car faster than y'all niggas. I done, nigga, a check. Nigga, fool. We wouldn't even have made it. We wouldn't even have made it. That nigga would have said, you got something to say? I said, yeah, the fuck I do. I know it's a lot of y'all. I'm talking to y'all right now. Before you jump to that, yeah, the fuck I do step. And I know it's a quick step. It's a very heavy step. It's like a Shaq pivot in the lane. Just take a second. Just take a second. And go, does he really want this problem with me tonight? It's not about, oh, he trying to start some shit? Nah. Does he really want this problem with me tonight? All right. It ain't about him. Everybody thinks about, oh yeah, you know, you never know who you're hopping in the ring with. Nah, they never know they hopping in the ring with me. Does he really want this problem with me tonight? He doesn't. He just wants to bark. You know, chihuahuas like to bark. You know, roof, roof. You know, please bark, sir. Like, no one's worried about you, dog. Like, you don't determine our night. We still had a good night. Don't get me wrong. It kind of changed my perception because it's like, wow, people have insecurities of which they think that you're talking to them. They think that because something's funny, it has to involve them, right? It has to be a part of their world. They're not in on the joke. The waitress hasn't been making jokes with them all night. They don't really like that shit. They don't like the fact that the waitress brought 6 gallons of tea. The waitress didn't bring us 6 gallons of tea. Who the fuck are y'all? And now y'all are funny? And y'all are just turning up laughing? Really? I don't like that. And really, y'all is people out there that don't like that. I didn't know. Like, me personally, I'm a, hey, if it ain't got nothing to do with me, ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about the situation. If I ain't got no beef, I ain't got no beef. You know what I'm saying? That's me, my world. You know, if I'm laughing and I ain't say shit to you, I ain't say shit to you. You know? And you mad. Huh? What? Word? It's crazy. But it just taught me that, really, it's bitch niggas out there who really want to start some shit and want to poke at you. And it's like, how? You want to poke at me and I'm not giving you the reaction back and you're offended that I'm not giving you the reaction back. You think you're being disrespected because people are laughing around you? Because I'm not going to say at you. Nigga, we started laughing at you after. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, am I laughing at you? Like, because no one has a beef. No one has a problem. No one has an issue. There is no issue. Right? You really fucked with the right group that night. Because it was like, nobody had no smoke, bro. Like, and, hey, I was blessed enough to, I got to go back home. You know, I don't live there no more. I'm not, these niggas live here. Like, I'm not trying to have nobody fucking, you know, announce a nigga out there mad. Because, nah. For what? Not at all. But it kind of taught me a lesson, right? Home was the vacation that I needed, right? It was such a breath of fresh air, really, to be in an environment. It kind of gave me my welcome to the world packet. And a lot of y'all are like, you just got your welcome to the world packet. You're now finally getting welcome to the real world. Like, hey, man, listen. My world is better. That's just what it is, man. Like, I be cooling, I be chilling. I know everything is how it is. I know everybody ain't having a good day. I know everybody ain't positive. I know everybody don't step out the house on a good note. I know. It's a fact of life. Like, I'm not gonna say that I don't know. I'm not gonna say that it's a mystery to me. Like, nah, I know. But it's like, wow. Like, I've been laughing all my life. right? Laughing all my life, and the nigga won't smoke because I'm laughing around him, right? Not even laughing at him, not laughing with him, you know, because I'm laughing around him and he thinks it's about him, or he, anybody say shit, look at, mention, notice, notify anything in your direction, but you know, something he thought it was about him. I don't fucking know. But kind of opened my eyes a little bit. It was like, nice seat. And this is my own hometown. This is where I used to live. Preposterous, blasphemous, wild shit. It really did teach me. Like, I appreciate home for being a vacation. It was sad leaving my mother. It was sad leaving my grandmother and my grandparents because I missed them so much. And I love them so much. You know, it was sad leaving my friends because I missed them so much. I love them so much. Coming down here, man, so I appreciate the people that I have down here. You know, all my friends that I have down here, all the people that I know down here, all the people that I've been with down here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate them because they really have shown me like home and hospitality. Like, you know, a lot of changes sometimes, but you know, it's some warmth. It's always some warmth there. It's always some love there. Like, you know, shout, like I said, shout out the boys. Like, the boys at work is really, that's the motherfucking crew. Like, you can't say shit to us, man. Like, it's really a goddamn team. Like, it's some shit like I've never really experienced, like, on a day-to-day basis of such nature. Like, you know, just, you know, a team of like, you know, four or five motherfuckers just taking on the world. It was like we really established a team dynamic, and you know, people get a chance to really see and buy into that, like it's real, and then it's love behind that because then you get a chance to be a part of each other's lives and understand like that shit is, it's some real heavy shit. Like, I met some niggas who could chill with my niggas back home, like, and it's so wild, like it's so wild, you know. I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? I truly am, and it's like being out here is so different. So going back home, I appreciated the breath of fresh air that it was, and I appreciated the people who talked me into going home, and you know, I appreciate Meso for extending the invite, you know what I'm saying? I really do, you know. My when will I be back? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. I know I got some friends on the way down here soon. And the bad thing is, it's a lot more of y'all than y'all think or know of, to tell you the truth. So, wild, wild shit, right? Coming up. But, man, I'm just so blessed to have the people in my life and to truly get a chance to experience home as a breath of fresh air, you know, taking me out of the world that I know of every single day. You know, a world that I used to know every single day, but now that I'm building something in another direction, going in a more positive direction. Going to something that's really trying to go up the ladder, and now I'm developing myself. Like, I try to keep a chart in my room, you know what I'm saying? Of, you know, the progress I'm doing because I want to see it in front of my own eyes. This shit ain't easy, you know, just to lock in every day. After I talk to y'all, you know, this is a check under the business category. I love y'all, but hey, man, this is more promotion. Check out Venzel. That nigga's music about to go crazy because I'm about to go put another check in the music column. Like, we've been rolling on music lately, man. It's just this. We're just trying to keep rolling in the positive direction, man. It's like, you know, you gotta fight for your positivity, man. You gotta fight for your love. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep fighting out here, man. It's a lot of motherfuckers that wanna drag you down, don't wanna see you. You know, like I said last podcast, now you get a chance. I'm saying people don't wanna see you laugh. People don't wanna see you have a good time with your friends. People don't wanna see you out there chilling and booing and coding, like they don't wanna see it. You know what I'm saying? So it's so crazy. So I'm getting a chance to see that. Thank y'all. I love y'all. Thank you to the people around me. Thank God, you know what I'm saying, for allowing me to make it up and down that road and then allow me to breathe again every single day, looking out for all my steps, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real. You know, I love y'all, family. You know, like I said, shout out to people around me. You know, I miss y'all. You know what I'm saying? Miss all y'all, man. Shit, wow. I'll be back home soon. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to be back. Thank y'all so much for the time that we shared. Thank you to my father. My father helped me get groceries and put groceries in the house. Big hype for that. Big hype for that. We get to eat a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We eating like a college student, but we know what I'm saying, we eating our baby. You know what I'm saying? Slide through. Nigga got a futon. I I love y'all, family. I can't wait to talk to y'all again. Hopefully this podcast comes out smooth. You know what I'm saying? I know it might be a lot of echo because, like I said, I ain't got a lot of fucking furniture. Like, piece by piece, step by step, we gonna make it, right? A young nigga is on the rise, right? Sometimes the rise is, you know, a lot greater. Sometimes the rise is a lot grinder. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot more grind in that motherfucker. A lot more elbow grease in that bitch. But no matter what it is, a young nigga on the rise, and don't you ever forget it. Like, we keep going up and up and up and up and up, and it's just, sometimes it ain't easy to show the progress, y'all, but, you know, it's all about the journey that makes the destination all worth it, you know. The journey is the reason why you get to the destination, you know what I'm saying, like, love y'all, family. Talk to y'all next week, family. I'll be back. I know y'all like, damn, this shit long as hell. Oh, shut up. Thank you for your listen. I can't wait to see you again. Peace.